Welcome back to the OU's Alistair Rabinason. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and we are continuing in the second chapter. Today, we will be learning the third and fourth halachas. We previously discussed the preventative measures that Adam Harishon made around God's words, and also that the Torah generically places around God's words. And now we're going to investigate some of the fences that Moshe built around God's words. So Halacha Gimel says, Ezu siyog she'asam Moshe ledevarav. What is the fence that Moshe put around his words? Harihu Omer, the Torah tells us, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, lech el ha'am b'kidash tam hayomu machar. So God said to Moshe before the Torah was given, go to the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow. Lo rotza Moshe hatzadik lomar lahem liYisrael kaderach she'amar lo hakadosh baruch hu. Moshe chose not to address the Jews the way that God addressed him. Elakach amar lahem. This is what he said to them. Hayu nachonim l'shloshes yomim al tigshu el isha. So that Moshe told them to prepare themselves for 3 days not to have marital relations. V'hosif lehem Moshe yom echad ma'atzmo. So we see that God said to do this today and tomorrow, but Moshe said 3 days. He added a day himself onto what God had said. Why did he do this? Amar Moshe, yelech ish etzel ishto v'teitzem yimeno shechva zera b'yom ha'gimel v'yu temeim v'nimtzi Yisrael mekablim divrei Torah b'tuma mehar Sinai. So he knows that semen can run off for 3 days after intercourse. And he was afraid that if people had relations 3 days before the Torah was given, that they would still be emitting the semen, and then they would be in a state of impurity during the giving of the Torah. Ela osif lehem yom shlishi, therefore I, Moshe, will add a third day to the separation period, vihu taharim. In this way, they will be pure. They will be in a state of purity when the Torah is given, and there will be no risk of this seminal emission. Ze echad mehadvarim she'asa Moshe midato v'eskima dato ladas hamakom. This is one of the things that Moshe did on his own volition, and his thoughts aligned with what God wanted. What were the others? Shibaras haluchos v'haskima dato ladas hamakom. He broke the first set of tablets that God gave him, and God agreed with this. Perishman Ohel Moed, v'hiskima dato ladas hamakom. He separated himself from the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, and God felt likewise. Perishman Ha'isha, v'hiskima dato ladas hamakom. And he separated from his wife. He didn't have marital relations anymore, and again, God agreed with this. Ketzad, so how is it that he separated from his wife? Amar ma im Yisrael, shalon iskadshu el lefi shah. V'lon izdamnu ela kidei lakaba alehem aseres hadibros mehar Sinai. Amar li hakadosh baruch hu leich el ha'am v'kidash tam hayomu machar. So the Jewish people, the entire nation, they were only going to have a revelation briefly, one time. They were going to get the Ten Commandments at Har Sinai, and God told me that I should sanctify them for 2 days in preparation for this. Va'ani sha'ani mezumen lekach b'chol yom v'yom. I have to be ready for prophecy every day, u'b'chol shah, at all hours of the day. Ve'ani yodea emasai medaber mi. I don't know when God's going to talk with me, o b'yom o b'layla, whether it's during the day, whether it's at night. Alachas kama v'kama she'efrosh min ha'isha. So I certainly should refrain from marital relations. So if the Jews had to refrain for 2 days in anticipation of getting the Torah, Moshe, who has to be ready at the drop of a hat to speak with God, understood that he should separate all the time. Veskima dato ladas hamakom. And his thoughts were the same as God's on this matter. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says, Lo perish Moshe min ha'isha el shenemar lo mipi ha'gvura. That Moshe only separated from his wife because God actually told him to. Shenemar, as the Pasuk tells us, pe el pe adaber bo. God said, I speak mouth to mouth with Moshe. Pe el pe amarti lo perish min ha'isha upirash. I told him directly to separate from his wife, and he did so. Yesh omrim, another opinion. Lo pirash Moshe min ha'isha, ad shenemar lo mipi ha'gvura. Moshe only separated from his wife because God told him specifically to do so. Shenemar, it's a different pasuk this time. Lich emor lahem shuvu lachem lahalechem. It says that afterwards, God told Moshe to tell the Jews to go back to their tents, Uksiv Basrei, and as that says afterwards, Ve'ata po amod imadi. He said, you, Moshe, stay here with me. Chazer le'achurav, so Moshe turned back around, upirash, and separated from his wife. Ve'hiskimadato le'das ha'makom, and this was what God had in mind. Something else that Moshe did, pirash me'oho mo'ed, he separated himself from the tent of meeting. What does that mean, that he separated himself from the Ohel Moed? We'll take a quick look in the Binyan Yehoshua. Shlo nichnas l'sham b'timidios, that he didn't go there all the time. So it's not like he never went there, but he didn't make it like a second home. He only went in on an as-needed basis. Ketzad, so what's the scenario? Amar, Moshe said, Uma Aron Achi, just as my brother Aaron, Shemeshuach b'shemen hamishcha, who was anointed with the special anointing oil to be Kohen Gadol, Umaruba b'begadim, Umishtamish b'hem b'kedusha, and he has the eight garments of the Kohen Gadol, and he serves them in holiness. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nevertheless, God told him, Daber al Aaron achicha, b'al yavo b'chol eis el HaKodesh, he told him not to go into the Kodesh all the time. Ani she'eni mezuman l'kach alachas kama v'kama, so I, who am not prepared to be Kohen Gadol to the extent that Aaron is, even more so, I shouldn't be going in all the time from the Ohel Moed. V'eskimadato l'das ha'makom. And this thought process actually agreed with what God had in mind. Shibiras haluchos, he also broke the commandments. Ketzad, so what happened there? Amru, Chazal tell us, Bishasha ala Moshe l'marom, when Moshe went on high, l'kabel es haluchos, in order to receive the tablets, shehen kasubos umenachos misheshes yimei bereshis, which were written and sitting there waiting since the time of creation. And how do we know this? Shenemar, the haluchos maisa elokim hema, that says that the luchos were made by God. V'hamichtav michtav elokim hu charas ha-haluchos, and the writing of God inscribed on the tablets. So when did God create things? He only created things during the 6 days of creation. So if this is where the work of God, then he clearly had to have made them at the beginning. And now a sidebar to our sidebar. Al tikri charus el acherus. Don't read that word charus meaning inscribed. Read it as cherus meaning free. Shekol mi she'osek b'Torah harihu ben chorin la'atzmo. Because learning Torah is a freeing experience. Anyone who learns Torah frees himself. So ba'oso shah, when Moshe went up to get the tablets, hayu malachi hasharis koshrin kategor al Moshe. The angels gathered around accusing Moshe. V'hayu omrim ribono sha'olam, and they said, they addressed God, and what did they say? Now there's a large quote here from the 8th Psalm. It says, Ma enosh ki tizkerenu, what is man that you should remember him? Uven adam ki sifkedenu, what's a mortal person that you should be mindful of him? V'techasrehu me'atz me'elohim, you made them only a little less than the angels. Covered v'hadar te'atrehu, and you crowned him with honor and with splendor. Tamshi lehu b'masa yadecha, you made him master over the things that you created. Kol shata tachas raglav, you placed everything under his feet. Tzonev alofim kulam, all the animals. V'gam behemos sodai, and all the beasts. Tzipor shamayim v'dagei hayam, the fish in the ocean, and the birds of the sky. So all of these things that God gave man dominion over, why? The angels don't understand what's so special about man. Hayu maranim acharav shel Moshe, v'hayu omrim matibo shel yolod isha she'ala l'marom shenemar. They said, what's so special about this person who was born from a woman that he comes up here to heaven, as it says, and it quotes elsewhere in Tehillim. Alisa lamaron shvisa shevi lakachas matanos. So it refers to going on high and receiving gifts, namely the Torah. So nutlan v'yered b'haya samach simcha gedola. So Moshe got the tablets and he went down and he was exceedingly happy. He was rejoicing on this. However, kivan shara oso sarchan shesarchu b'maseh ha'egel. But when he saw the sin that the Jews were committing with the calf that they had made, Amar hechani nosein lahem es haluchos. He said, how can I give them the tablets? Maski kenu osan lemitzvah chamuros, umachayveni osan misa l'shamayim. He said that if I give them these commandments, then I'm going to basically be condemning them to death from heaven. Shekein kasu behem lo yelecha Elohim acherim al panai. It says explicitly in the Aseret Hadibros not to have any other gods, so they're in violation. So he didn't want to create this situation for them. It's bad enough without him making it worse. So Chazer lechurav, he turned around. Veroso shivim zekenim, and the elders saw him trying to leave and take the luchos away. Verotzu acharav, so they ran after him. Hu achaz berosh haluach, he grabbed onto one end of the luchos. Vehenochez berosh haluach, and they grabbed the other end. Chazak kocho shel Moshe mikulan, and Moshe managed to overpower them. Shenemar, ulechol hayat hachazaka, ulechol hamara hagadol, asher asab Moshe le'enei kol Yisrael. So the pasuk refers to the incredible strength and great awe that Moshe did in the sight of the nation. Nistako behen, v'rashib parach ksav me'alehen. So Moshe looked and he saw the letters flying off. The luchos became blank. The inscribed words disappeared. Amar heichani nosein lehem liYisrael es haluchos she'ein behem mamash. He said, how can I give the Jews blank tablets? El echos v'ashbaram shenemar ve'et posh b'shnei haluchos v'ashlicham me'al shtei yadai v'ashbaram. So he says, I will take them and I'll smash them, and the pasuk tells us that's exactly what he did. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Em shalachol mashal. So let me give you a metaphor for what it is that Moshe did. Lemeha davar dome, what is this like? Lemelech basar v'dam, shenemar l'shlucho, tse v'kidei shli, nara yafe v'chasuda, umaisa nain. So a king told his servant, go and betroth a maiden for me. So he wants the servant to go and work out the marital arrangements with some girl of special qualities. Halach oso shliach v'kadsha. So the servant went and he made the marital arrangements. V'achar shekadsha halach umatza shezinza tachas acher. And then after he had betrothed her, so she's already considered a married woman, he discovers that she's having an affair with some other person. Miyad hayadan me'atzmo. So the servant made a quick decision. Vamar im ani nosein laksuba me'achshav nimtza mechayva misa v'niftruhu me'adini le'olam. He said, if I give her the ksuba, if I give her the marriage contract, then she's going to be guilty of adultery and liable to the death penalty, and my master the king will be forever deprived of her. Kachaya Moshe atzadik dan be'atzmo. So this is the same type of thought process that Moshe had. Amar heich ani nosein lehem liYisrael es haluchos halu. So he said, how can I give them these Ten Commandments on these two tablets? Because I'm going to be giving them strict commandments that will cause them to be liable to a heavenly death sentence. Shekach kasu behem, because the Torah tells us, Zoveach le'Elohim yecharam b'alti la'Hashem levado. It says, anyone who worships to other gods will be destroyed, except for those who sacrifice to God. So rather, it's better that I smash these tablets and then everything will go back to being normal. Shema Yomri Yisrael, Heichan Haluchos Harishonos Asher Horadata. So if the Jews will say to me, where are the first tablets that you brought down from Mount Sinai? Ain't Varam Elabadai. He says, I don't know what you're talking about. No such thing. You know, so there never were. So he had plausible deniability. Rabbi Huda ben Becerra Omer, Rabbi Huda ben Becerra says, Lo shiber Moshe es haluchos, el shenemar lo mipi hagvura. Moshe only broke the tablets because God told him to. Shenemar, as it says, Pe el pe adaber bo, mouth to mouth I speak with him, Pe el pe amartilo shiber es haluchos. So I told him explicitly to break the tablets. Yesha Omrim, another opinion, Lo shiver Moshe es haluchos, el shenemar lo mipi hagvura. Moshe only broke the tablets because God told him to. Shenemar, a different pasuk. Ve'era, v'hine chatasam l'Hashem lokechem. I looked and I saw their sin to God. Ena omer ve'era, el shira sheparach ksav me'alehem. So I looked means I looked and I saw that the script was flying away from the tablets, which is something we mentioned earlier. Let's take a look in the Ben Yehoshua to explain that. Im kein, hechaten lehem luchos she'ein behem mamash, kedile el. So again, how can I give them blank tablets? What's the point of me giving them hunks of stone with no commandments? Acherim Omrim, still another opinion. Moshe only broke the tablets because God told him to. Shenemar. And it quotes yet another pasuk. There they are, as God commanded me. I only say God commanded me because He commanded me and I broke them. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Lo shibir Moshe es haluchos, ela shenemar lo mipi hagvura. Moshe only broke the tablets because God told him to. Shenemar, and we have yet another pasuk. Asher asa Moshe le'ene kol Yisrael, that Moshe did it in the sight of all Israel. Malahalon nitztaviva asa, afkan nitztaviva asa. Just as later on it refers to something that he did because he was commanded, here too it refers to something he did because he was commanded. Again, let's take a look and see what the referent is. Binyan Yehoshua. Mefarish Rashi b'chumash. Rashi in the Chumash says, "Koy al shibrei haluchos shenemar v'ashbaram le'enechem." So, referring to the broken tablets, he says, "I broke them in your sight." V'gam al shar neflaos sha'asa Moshe koy. And the other referent is the signs and wonders that Moshe did. L'kachka amar malahalan nitztave shibavadai lo asa Moshe shum chidush. Just as he wouldn't work any miracles without God's permission, Moshe did not go around doing miracles of his own volition. So it would seem also that breaking the tablets was something he was commanded to do. Rabbi Akiva Omer, back upstairs. Lo shibra Moshe es haluchos, ela shenemar lo mipi hagvura. Moshe only broke the tablets because God told him to. Shenemar, another pasuk. V'at posh b'shnei haluchos. That I grabbed hold of the two tablets, b'ma adam tofes, b'ma sheyachol leboran. So what does a person grab hold of? Something that he's able to break. What does that mean, something that he's able to break? Again, we'll look in the Binyan Yehoshua. B'ma adam tofes, b'ma sheyachol leboran, grabs hold of something that he can break. Rotza lomar, that means to say, b'maisa yedei adam shayach tfisa, la'afuke haluchos, maisa elokim hema. So grabbing and breaking is only relevant with something that's made by human hands, not with when it comes to something that's made by God, as the tablets were. V'nosei es nosav, and the tablets would carry their bearers, like the Aaron did. V'kasher ra Moshe sheharuchnius azol me'ata, yesh biyado lasos masherotze. And once Moshe perceived that the spiritual aspect was gone from the tablets, then he was able to do whatever he wanted with them. They were just hunks of stone. Rabbi Meir Omer, Lo Shibra Moshe Es Haluchos, Ela Shenemar Lo Mipi Hagvura. Rabbi Meir has yet another source for the position that Moshe only broke the tablets because God told him to. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Asher Shibarta, that you broke. And he's doing a word play, Asher, that. Yasher Koach Shibarta. So he's relating the word Asher to Yasher, as we say Yasher Koach. So, good job, thumbs up, that you broke them. One more time in the Binyan Yehoshua, V'lo Amarle B'loshon Kas, and when God said that you broke, that wasn't meant out of anger, Shma Mina, Haskima Imo, Das Hashchina, Keshebitol Tor V'Shibran, Kivan Ditis Kavin Latova. So even though the Luchos could not be learned, still God approved of Moshe breaking them because it was for a good purpose. That is the end of Halacha Gimel. Let us do Halacha Daled, which is short and ties directly into the theme of Halacha Gimel. We just finished talking about all these things that Moshe did, and his judgment coincided with what God wanted. So now we're going to talk about Chizkiyahu, the great king of Israel, or king of Judah more specifically. So Halacha Daled, Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda, asa daled devarim v'hiskima dato ladasa makom. So Chizkiyahu did four things, and in these four things, his judgment coincided with God's will. So what were the four things? Nogaz Sefer Refuos, he hid the book of the cures, because people were not turning to God when they had times of trouble. V'hiskima dato ladasa makom, and God agreed with him on this. Kites Nachas HaNechoshes, he broke up the brass snake that Moshe had built when they were in the desert, because people had started worshipping it as an idol. V'hiskima dato ladasa makom, and God agreed with this course of action. V'hesir es habamos v'hamizbachos v'hiskima dato ladasa makom, he got rid of the private altars that people were still using, even though they weren't supposed to, once the Mishkan was established. Shenemar, And the quotes a pasuk, Chizkiyahu heseres bamosav, v'yes mizbechosav, v'yomer le'yehud of Yushalayim le'mor, lefnei mizbeach echad tishtachavu v'alav tiktiru. So he told all the Jews, you're going to have one altar. That's the only one you can offer up sacrifices on, and that's the only place you're going to be allowed to do the service. Stasa megechon, and he closed up the waters of Gechon, v'heskima dato ladas hamakom, and God agreed, shenemar, and it quotes a pasuk, Chizkiyahu sasam es motze meme gechon ha'elyon v'yisharim lamata merava, that he closed up the waters and they came down on the west side, liar David, for the city of David, v'yislach Chizkiyahu b'chol ma'asehu, and that Chizkiyahu was successful in all of his endeavors. And as the Binyan Yeshua points out, umizeh muchach sheheskima dato ladas hamakom, since it says that Chizkiyahu's success was tied into this action, we see that God agreed with it. Now, the Gemara in Pesachim gives a list of six things that Chizkiyahu did, and some of them the Chachamim agreed with, and some of them the Chachamim did not agree with, and this is a completely different list, or at least a partially different list. For example, he dragged the bones of his father, who was a Rasha. So, there are things that are listed here, not listed there, and vice versa, because here the purpose is only things that he did that coincided with God's will, so it's to follow the format that was set in the previous halacha regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, and the purpose in the Gemara there is different, so there's a different list of items with some overlap. Okay, so that is Halacha Dalet, and join us next time. We'll continue with Halacha Hey, and we'll learn about the things that Eov, the biblical Job, did to make a fence around his words. Thank you, and see you then.